want to as well, and this is my second point, make a mini series out of this. We're going to talk about education every Wednesday for at least the next couple, because out of tonight we're going to get other topics and other issues, and I'm looking forward to engaging with those. So without much further ado and no more from me, let me welcome our guests. First of all, we say good evening to Atambile Masola, who's a lecturer at the University of Pretoria in the education faculty, is the co-founder of Molo Mhlaba School for Girls, and writes and blogs on this and other subjects. Ms. Masola, welcome. Very nice to have you with us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Joining us as well is Sizwe Nklasana, who is the co-founder of Future Nation Schools. Mr. Nklasana, welcome, and thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks very much for the invite.
I'm going to start with you, Ms. Masola, and ask you this. What do you think education is? I know it's a huge question, but when people put that young boy, that young girl into grade naught, grade one, whatever it is, what do you think they have a right to expect?
I think in this moment, we actually are expecting a lot.
Yes.
And, I mean, it makes sense given the political space that we're in and the economic space that we're in. We want conscious citizens. We want caring people. We want people who can think critically. We want people who have a particular kinds of skills, be it in the sciences, in the engineering. But we also want whole human beings. And people, when this kind of conversation comes up, people often think of, you know, what does the word educate mean in and of itself? And people go to the Greek definition of educare to draw out. So while we have this idea politically, socially, of we are putting something into a particular kind of individual, we also want to draw out something in the child. What are their talents? What are their interests? Who is this person? So it's about balancing sort of the political ideas, but also the personal project of raising a human being.
I want to share with you, Sizwe Nklasana, just this tweet from Madam Speaker, and not Balege Mbete, but someone on Twitter who calls him or herself Madam Speaker. And this is the tweet. We want them to be given survival skills, considering that finding a job is a difficult thing. So we want them to get most of the above qualities. Is it an increasing trend in South Africa, do you think, that parents are hoping, I hope my child survives school, that they don't get traumatized, that they don't come out unemployable, that they don't either get assaulted by other students or by teachers? Have we become very defensive in the way we define what would be a valuable education for our children?
Well, obviously parents would be looking at what's going on in the country and what's going on in the education system, and they would be concerned whether or not their children would be, at the end of the day, better than they are. In other words, you know, would acquire knowledge and have their characters build and have skills or acquire skills to allow them to navigate what is a very complex world.
In terms of your own definition, if you were about to send some young people into an education system and you said, I want them to be educated, what would you be hoping for at the, not just at the end of 12 years, but through the 12 years as well?
Well, it is those three things. You know, the first thing is knowledge.
Yes.
So you go to school, you acquire knowledge, you know, on different subjects, and that's, you know, the first thing. The second thing is, you know, school and education is very important in building character.
Yes.
You know, character as in you learn to respect other people, you have the discipline to know that, you know, if you're going to live with others, you've got to share information, you've got to respect them and so on, and you acquire some of those values that build your character. But thirdly, that you acquire the skills that allow you to navigate the world. In other words, you're able to collaborate with others, you're able to critically think about stuff, and you're able to articulate those things that you may be thinking about, but also you're able to solve problems. You know, so schooling is about those three areas: knowledge, character, and skills, and making sure that you come out of that system with the ability to navigate the world because you've acquired those three things.
Okay, so Afropolitans, we need you to help us in this classroom that we're creating here on Kai FM 95.9, because we're all going to have different answers about this. Mine are probably the least interesting because I haven't got children, so I've never gone down this particular road. I do have some ideas, but I'm more interested in yours. So tell me, when you've put children into school, they may be your own children, they may be family members, you may be helping a neighbor or involved in a relationship where a young person enters the educational system for 12 years or more. What are you hoping to happen? And tell us what has happened. What have your children got out of education so far? And if they finish studying, how do you judge the 12 years and the success or otherwise thereof? Because we are all spending huge amounts of money on this. But more than that, I think we're spending huge amounts of emotional energy and hope in the next generation. So what do you want to get out of this? We're going to spend some time on this, not just tonight, but I'd love to get the conversation going. And, of course, whatever comes out of tonight's discussion will help us to shape what we do in the next three in the weeks to come. Atampile Masola, I introduced you as the co-founder of Molo Mhlaba School for Girls. Tell us about that. What is Molo Mhlaba and why did you get involved with it?
So Molo Mhlaba came out of work we were doing in an after-school program at Chumisa Primary in Khayelitsha. And what we started off by doing was just looking at young girls in grade 6 and 7 who may have been interested in what we largely or broadly call STEM, so science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And we started doing robotics, we started doing computer skills with them, but it grew into life skills, it grew into building relationships with their mothers, it grew into exposing them to people who were in the sciences, so PhD students or researchers in that field. And we thought when we looked at it, sort of the sustainability question always comes up, we're going to be an after-school program for how long?
Yes.
And so out of those conversations, we then decided, let's start a school for girls, sort of as a caveat of the work that we've been doing in the after-school program, apply some of the lessons that we've established. And so we're creating a model for young girls in a township area. It's right next to Harare Library. Right now, we've got pre-grade R girls in our care. We've got 30 girls. And yeah, we're experimenting with what does an education system look like for an African girl child in the current context, but also looking clearly into the future, because now we have to start thinking about what does the future look like and how precarious it sometimes sounds when we think of all the developments that are coming, especially in the sciences space. So we're stretching the work we did with the STEM focus, and
yes,
we're broadening it to sort of STEAM. So STEM plus the arts plus innovation, looking at the language issues, how do we get them reading in two or more languages by the time they're in grade 3? And so, yeah, that's how it happened.
And you've been going how long?
Well, we started in January.
Okay, so it's coming up for 5 months.
Coming up for 5 months, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, brand new. But we'll come back to that in a moment. But Sizwe Nklasana, you're very well placed, I would imagine, to share some thoughts on the way business views education, because obviously you've had a distinguished career in business, former CEO of FirstRand, if I've got that right, and now you're co-founder of your own education initiative, Future Nation Schools. Before you talk to us about those schools and the vision for that, did you find that the business conversation around education was a very instrumental one, saying, well, we need these kinds of skills, so get the factory going, can we get more maths, can we get more science, can we get more learners who can fit into specific slots in the economy? Or did they understand that education needed to be something richer?
Well, I think, you know, South Africa is, especially South African corporates, have gone through an evolution over the last 24 years.
Yes.
And I won't go back, you know, in the pre-democratic sort of era, because, you know, the initial years, you would have seen corporate South Africa sort of playing a role in the CSI space. In other words, they were, you know, sort of adopting a more Achshem kind of approach to supporting education. There may have been support to individual schools or individual learners, you know, in schools and so on. And we started to see some change, I would say, in the mid-2000s, where companies were starting to look at more sustainable impact in whatever it is that they were doing, and getting involved in long-term projects as opposed to a whole lot of small, you know, little initiatives. And we're now sort of in a third phase where I see a lot more corporates that are involved in working with government, as an example, because government has all the big levers that are able to improve, for instance, the quality of education, where corporates are working together with others, not just by themselves, where you have a project that, you know, an individual company may adopt or may support, to where companies are working together to work with government and sometimes even labor.
Yes.
To drive systemic change, especially addressing all of the fundamental issues and challenges that we face as a country. Because, you know, we know we've done very well as a country over the last 24 years in terms of access to education, but our quality is still a big issue. You know, you need to just look at some of the international studies that we participate in and to realize that we still have, you know, major issues when it comes to that. So if you just look at, for instance, organizations such as the National Education Collaboration Trust, it has a number of large companies that are working together with government and labor to address some of the fundamental problems that we have, which really are meant to drive systemic change,
yes,
and improvement in the broader system as opposed to little projects.
So Mavon Gulls on Twitter says this, when in answer to the question, when we talk about education, what do we mean, what do we want, what do we dream of, says this: schools need to address soft skills, i.e. how to build self-confidence, how to speak in public, how to lead teams, how to work in teams, how to relate with different races, nationalities, genders, etc., because these gaps are evident when we get to corporate level. People don't know how to. Is that part of what education should be about, and are we getting even close to that?
It definitely has to be about that, and I think we're really struggling at the moment on many of the things that are mentioned in that tweet. I mean, we can see in the news and the reports that come out, people are struggling to collaborate. And I think one of the things when people think about you know, the future is that,
yes,
the more we are able to collaborate, the more likely we are probably to survive in the future, given the kind of precarity around resources, around space. We need to be able to collaborate, and we're not seeing that enough. I mean, the kind of approach that people take is that get them to do group work, get them to sit in groups and that kind of value. But how do we do it practically? How do we do it in the school culture? How do we do it in the sports that fields that we're in the cultural activities that we expose our children to? But to also say, that is on top of what children are learning at home as well. So
yes,
children come with certain values already in the classroom, and that conversation also needs to be held, is that while we're in this moment, I think schools cannot be the be-all and end-all. We need, it's a partnership with parents and them also helping us build these skills in our children.
Afropolitans, when you say you want your children to be educated, or maybe when you say you want our children to be educated, and there you don't mean the children who are in the home where you live, but you mean our children in the broad sense of the children of our country. But I'm more interested in the ones you have a specific relationship with, those in whom you invest your money and your time and your hope in their education. What is it that you're hoping will come out at the other end? Tato says this on Twitter: John, I personally I view education as something that should provoke you to think creatively, in a sense of that you can craft solutions to problems that you encounter in everyday life activities. 086-00-00959. We're back with a conversation in a moment, but first let's get the very latest traffic news. Here's Kumotso Miso.
I love myself.